How am I going to get a cab and pay one third of the price if there's a catch there?
Welcome to this episode of the Marketing Development Podcast. My name is Pete Everett, and today I am joined by Tiago Carvello from Dear Designer. Dear Designer is a service that we use in our agency, and I thought it might be of some value to all of you guys listening. So I've got Tiago on the show to explain what it's all about. Welcome to this episode of the Marketing Development Podcast. And this episode is going to be a little different because I'm talking to Tiago, and Tiago runs a company that personally I think is brilliant. And it's really helping me out in a number of areas of my business. And personally, I think it could probably help you out with yours as well. So Tiago, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Peach.
No problem at all. Tiago, you run a company called Dear Designer, and well, it's not a freelance design company. It's not a design agency as such. It's not really a design recruitment company. It's a little bit different. So do you want to give us a sort of quick breakdown as to what Dear Designer is?
Sure. Dear Designer is pretty much a service for everyone that has a need of ongoing design work. So let's say you have business cards, needs, you have flat flyers, all kinds of banners, websites, all this kind of stuff that is print or digital, and you don't need an on-off kind of design, you just need it ongoing. You get, instead of having a freelancer doing for you, you have someone that is always available, reliable, and to do all the design work for you. The idea is for you to get a personal designer. So as soon as you sign up, you get a personal designer that will work for you as long as you're a client. And they will always do anything that you need in a Photoshop, Illustrator, InDesign, and in everything that you need, you're going to go through them. It's quite simple, and it's quite reliable for you because they're always available.
So we met at Lee Jackson's agency transformation event, and we sat and had a couple of pints one night, and you were telling me all about this. And I had exactly the same opinion as most of the other people sat around the room, which is, this all sounds too good to be true. And I know that a lot of the guys that listen to the podcast are marketing consultants, and design always feels like one of those services that you can either do or you can't. People get trained as a designer. So if you're a copywriter or a developer or an SEO or something, it kind of seems like it's a bit untouchable. And therefore, you either have to go to an expensive agency or get a freelancer, and you don't quite know what you're going to get, or you're going to pay through the nose, or there's going to be hidden charges. And you've really set up this whole structure so that it negates all of that, haven't you? I think it's an absolutely brilliant concept.
Yes. The idea is for you. The main problem is that most of small companies, entrepreneurs or agencies, and especially consultants, they do have design needs, but they have to go and find reliable freelancers or people that will do that work for them. And the problem with that, and don't get me wrong, I was a freelancer. Most of my best friends are freelancers too today. But the problem is that finding good freelancers is very hard. Most of them are unreliable. They might disappear in the middle of a project, take days to reply back to you. Or sometimes they even go on a holiday or even find a full-time job, and then you're left with unfinished projects, right? So you're never really their priority. And that's when I came up with the idea for people to be able to not only have design, but well done, well executed, but also have someone that is always reliable, someone is always available whenever they need on their reach. So it's literally like a designer on tap. Whenever you need them, you just send them an email, you get your designs back. And not only that, but also with a freelancer, you only have one person doing the whole thing. And the way we put everything together is you not only get your designer, but you also get a project manager that will check that all your design requests are well-structured, the brief is in there, you attached all the images you need, the fonts, the inspiration that you need. And after that, there is a quality assurance team that will check your requests and your designs. So they will match to see if the designer did exactly what you needed. And sometimes even the designer might throw in an example or two if they don't think that maybe maybe a client would send something that it doesn't make sense design-wise. And obviously the clients, they're not designers, most of them. So they and it's not their job to know the whole thing. So the designers do their best to do exactly what the client asks for, but they will also throw in an alternative so the client are always covered and they are able to choose whatever they want.
Yeah, absolutely. So if I mean, you've touched on a whole load of stuff there, and I've got to say when we were having our discussions, the whole quality control thing, never, from my memory anyway, didn't actually come up in the conversation. So it was only when we were doing the onboarding process that
yes.
I heard the words quality team, and that blew me away as well. So I think before we sort of go any further, we should make the point that this whole service, everything that you've just said, you charge £350 per month for. So we're not talking like the cost of employing somebody else. We're not talking about freelancers that, you know, say it's going to take them a day and it actually takes them three, so it triples the bill. We're talking about a fixed monthly cost that gets you access to a designer and a project manager and a quality assurance team and all of the delivery and support mechanisms and stuff for £350 a month for as long as you need them. That's
absolutely it. We don't do any demos or anything because there's nothing else to it. You get from the front end side of things, you literally as a client, you need something, you send an email, your designer will get the email, your project manager will check that everything is in there. Then the designer designs the request, sends it to the quality team. The quality team will check that the quality is in there, there's nothing missing, and everything is good to go. They send it back to you in around 24 hours, you have everything back, and that's it. There's nothing else to it. That's simple.
And just to add into that, you also have project statuses, which is basically high, medium, low, aren't they? So you can sort of mark things as urgent, or if you're building up a backlog of tickets, you know, you can prioritize them into priority order so that your team will work on them in that way. And the other thing I should add is that language isn't an issue. It is all done in Queen's English. That is, you know. I know that's one of the stumbling blocks I had, if I'm being perfectly frank, was, you know, oh God, what if I end up in some kind of Filipino language that I don't understand? I don't want to be spending my time then just explaining English. I just want to be able to submit tasks.
Yeah, so the way we work is exactly as you mentioned. Not only you get your designer, your project manager, the quality team behind it, but also the platform where you're able to let's say some clients, they just send one designer request at a time. Mm-hmm. But you can also say, let's say you have multiple things going on at the same time, you can send them all together, and you're able in the platform to mark them as urgent, high priority, medium, low. And then you can also swap priorities as much as you want and whenever you want as well. So you're able to control what you get back first from your designer. It's literally, the focus is not the design itself. We do have a high quality standards. My background is in design and development for over 20 years now. I was head of creative for the Daily Mail, working with companies like Coca-Cola, Dell, Samsung. So I do take pride on the quality of our work, but also our focus, because you can find designers that can do design everywhere, our focus is in the relationship between you and your designer. So to make sure that they feel like part of your team. And the quality team comes to do exactly that, to bring, to make sure that everything is done in the right sense and it's done completely well. Yeah, so all our team is full-time. So all the designers, social media, everyone is full-time. They're also the main aspect of our of the roles are that they have to speak English fluently. I myself, I am from Brazil, and I had to learn English in order to do the whole thing. So exactly, everyone speaks English. There's no problems with languages. So yeah, it's pretty much good in that way.
So the other thing, just to put the final piece of this jigsaw in place before we start sort of expanding it a little bit, but the final piece of this jigsaw is that you also allow the designer to work on multiple brands for each client. So I've already started using my designers worked for me on the Marketing Development Podcast, on some of my own Pete Everett stuff, on the Marketing Development Academy, and we've had an agency job go through there. So I've been registered for you. I think I'm coming into the middle of my second month now, something like that. Yeah. And you've already worked on 4 different brands for me. But that's the deal. It is like having somebody sitting in a room and saying, "Look, can you just work on that for me? Can you just work on this for me? Can you just do that?"
Yeah, absolutely. We have some clients that they get their designer literally just to work on their brand. Mm-hmm. So they have a brand, they have their services. So we would work on their website, their flyers, their digital aspects, all social media posts and everything for that one brand only. But we work with lots of marketing agencies, web agencies, marketing consultants, and lots of professionals that they work with multiple brands, so all their clients. So they pretty much outsource the design aspect of their work to us. So we would work on their clients' designs. They would send us their clients' brand guidelines, their clients' logos, and all the preference they have. And with that request, we would work with all the brands. Just like you have some clients, you want to do some work for your clients, you just literally send us the requests, and we work with multiple brands, as many brands as you need. We do have some of the clients that we have, they have 3 or 4. We have actually one of our clients, they have 8 of our designers working for them. Wow. Because the way we do is, as you grow, we are able to scale with you as well. So let's say you need lots of stuff done for all your clients. You have 50 clients and you need more work done at the same time. Obviously, your designer is just a human, so they won't be able to work on all those requests at the same time. But you can always add a designer to your account, and then they would work in squads. So they would all know your brands. They would all know your clients' brands and work together in tandem to make sure that all your designs are attended to.
I think that's one of the things that's key. And even in the sort of short few weeks that I've been working with, so my PM's called Jack and my designer's called Joey. So even the short time I've been working with Jack and Joey, I've been able to say, ticket number 1734, I really like that logo. This job is going to be a tactic that's going to sit alongside that. So use that branding, use those colors, use that image. It needs to be size. Here's the copy. Here's the whatever. Just go do. And sure enough, 24 hours later, or sooner than that, sometimes I get an email back saying, "Here's your assets." The other thing I do quite like is that you don't go through proofs in that respect. You just deliver assets at every stage. And if there's a problem, I can kick back and say, "Well, can you just move that a bit to the left, or that needs to be a bit bigger, or that text needs changing." But then I just get delivered more assets. So there's none of this kind of sending PDFs backwards and forwards. It's all kind of, here's what you asked for. Here's the finished product. Are you happy with it? Yes or no? If no, send it back and we'll send you another finished product.
Yeah, absolutely. We do have, as I told you before, I had a team of designers working for me at the Daily Mail.
Yeah,
and most times I would have to work with freelancers as well because of the demand. And one problem that I had a lot was that we would work with freelancers or agencies. They would give us some PDFs or some JPEGs with the proof, and sometimes we needed something so quick that if we had the layered files, the Photoshop, Illustrator files, InDesign files, we wouldn't have them because those agencies, those freelancers wouldn't send them to us. And for us, it would be like a 5-minute job just to change something that we needed. And then we would delay things just because of that. And I realized that the design is yours. So you're a client. We are doing we are creating our designs. We are doing all the work for you, but the designs ultimately, they are yours anyway. So why would I keep the files? And that for me doesn't make any sense. So whenever you request something, as soon as you get back, even the first mock-up, you also get back the Illustrator files, the Photoshop files. So if you need to change something or if you need to do something real quick, you can do it yourself. Or if you want to wait for a little bit longer, you don't even need to open Photoshop. You just reply the email and say, make the logo larger, reduce a little bit the font size of these, and you change this image to that one. So you either do it yourself, as in if you need to do it yourself or if you want to do it yourself, but you also have the chance to just reply back as many revisions as you want. They are there for, you're paying monthly, you get as many changes and revisions as you want or need. So you can work both ways. And absolutely, the design files are yours, not only the final files, but also the editable files.
Yeah, and I think that's a key point, because I know some people listening to this, we've just been talking about using Photoshop and Illustrator files, which I'm perfectly happy with, you're perfectly happy with, but yeah. You know, some marketing consultants that have backgrounds in journalism or copywriting or whatever, they may not want to touch those, and that's absolutely fine. They don't need to. You can ask for PDFs, PDF proofs or JPEG proofs or whatever, and you don't need to touch a design file at all if you don't want to. And I think that's an important point to make.
Absolutely, absolutely. Whatever you request, the kind of the type file that you request, you're gonna get it. If we create everything in PNG and you need everything in JPEGs, no problem at all. We can do it. If you want the final files only, or if you want the PSD, let's say, because we were having some initially, we were only giving the Photoshop files at the end of the service, because at the end of that request or that ticket. But then most people, they are designers themselves, or we realize that some of the agencies, they have their in-house designers as well. Some of our clients, they do that, have in-house designers, but they still use our services because for all the legwork to replicate one design into different versions, or to do a second opinion, third option or something like that. So they do want the Photoshop Illustrator files. So we decided, why not just give it to them, and we're not losing anything out of that, and they're just getting out of it. So it's a win-win situation. So we just literally send you the folder with everything in there, and you're able to use whatever you need.
And guys, I'm being perfectly frank. That is exactly how it works. And you know, I've done stuff where I've sent revisions back. The other thing actually that also blows me away is, you know, I'll go and say, I need a graphic for this. And then Jack and Joey will turn around and say, we've not done you one, here's three options. And you know, and some of them, the thing that actually struck me was that they did it exactly the way that we would do it in our agency, which is, if we're giving a client options, we'll maybe give them two options that are very close to the brief, and then one option that's a little bit further away, but we've been a little bit more creative with it. So, yes. You know, just pushing the boundaries. And that's exactly what's come back. You know, two which are, you know, the brief could either be versions one or two. The brief is a little bit of a stretch at version three, but you know what? I like that, or I like that use of image. So can you apply that to version one, please? Or whatever. You can go through that whole process. And it really surprises me, the fact that they do over deliver in that respect. You ask for one, they give you three.
Yeah, it's I'm a designer myself. And when I started the service, one of the propositions that we have on the website is we offer an ego-free designer. And what that means is, you ask what you want, they're going to get to you what you want. But all designers have their designer ego, and all designers, they have that need to put their idea on it. Yep. Because they are creative people. Like, we are creative people. We want to not only show what we can do, but also what can work better for you. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, you are the client, and you know better your brand, what works and what doesn't work. So what they do is, they do create whatever you're asking for, but they use their designer ego to create an alternative version that they believe that might work a little bit better, or they believe that could inspire you in a different direction. So that not only pushes you and inspires you to think outside the box, but also give you options. And there's nothing wrong with it, isn't it? It's actually really good to have options. So I think we make the client happy, and we make the designer happy, because they are able to express themselves as well.
So, and I think, yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really key point, which is, you know, we're not robots, and we're, you know, the end of the day, the designers are real people, you know, and you are in email communication with them. It is like having a sort of remote member of your team. And, you know, because they're people, they need to be able to do their own thing from time to time. That's, you know, we all do jobs where we've got stuff that we have to do, whether we like it or not. But we also like to have parts of that job where we can put our own stamp on it and have our own level of creativity, be that with words or artwork or code or whatever it might be. That's just innate in who we are. So now, just to, I know you've mentioned that these are obviously full-time employees, but just to sort of ease a concern that I suppose some people may be having is, you know, 350 quid a month isn't actually that much money, you know. So you're, obviously, I realize you're making money out of that, and I'm guessing that's through the volume of scale and also the requirements. You know, people have varying levels of requirement at different times. But
exactly.
The people that you employ, essentially, you're obviously using designers from right across the world, but you're essentially offering them a full-time job. You're giving them a better quality of life because they can connect to these and use their skills with people right across the globe.
Right, absolutely. The way we created the service is we have clients from the US up to South Asia, so all across the globe, and we were trying to cater to all those kinds of time zones. So we also look for designers everywhere. Although we work UK times in the project management side of things, we try as much as we can to deliver in each one's time zone. Obviously, we are still young. We are one year and a half old right now. But the idea is to cater to pretty much all time zones and to make it as quick as possible. So, and as I've been working in the design industry for so long, I realized that I had concerns when I was an employee as well. And that's what I tried to build my company in, the same concerns that I had. So one of the problems was commuting. I had to commute sometimes 2 hours each leg, so 4 hours per day commuting, and that was such a waste of my time every day. And this is why I decided to create a company where everyone works from wherever they want. Some people work from home, some people work from a co-working space, and then we pay the co-working space for them. Some people work from, we have a case of one of our designers, they moved cities and they kept the job. So he said, I love my job just because of that. And the other thing, because if you move cities, you're not going to keep your job. There's no way, because obviously you're physically needed there. So they love it because of that. But also we try to offer a flexible environment with lots of holidays whenever they need. The time is flexible. As long as they produce and as long as they're happy with it, that's what we do. And we also pay them usually over the average they get in whatever city they are working on. So if they are in the US, obviously we're not going to hire anyone from New York because it's going to be very expensive. Like here in the UK, if you're going to hire a full-time designer, you're going to have to pay around at least a junior designer, you're going to have to pay around 22 grand a year. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of money, especially if you don't need someone full-time. Also, if you don't want to go through HR, if you don't want to have to pay holidays and everything, all of that, it doesn't make sense to have someone full-time for you. And that's where junior designer shines, because obviously we're not a replacement for a full-time designer, because they're not going to be sitting next to you and you in giving you things in the same time, like at the minute, but you get things with one day turnaround or less, as you mentioned. So it's still pretty good for these amount of money, and they all work in their own time. So I think that works pretty well, not only for the clients that are able to plan whatever they request. Most of the times, let's face it, whenever we sell something to a client, we're not going to say that we're going to deliver in 24 hours anyway, because that's impossible. So having someone on your team, even though they are over email, delivering to you things over 24 hours, that's pretty good for your clients as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, the natural way that client work works is that, you know, well, basically, if you're working with clients that say we want something in the next 17 minutes, you're probably working with the wrong clients.
Exactly.
You know, the way client work works, it does ebb and flow, and, you know, a day here, a day there. Even, you know, for most of my clients, it's a Wednesday afternoon that we're producing this. If I said to them, look, I can get that sorted for you, I'll get your proof on Friday afternoon, they would be absolutely delighted with that. And you know what? there's certain things I may even struggle to get through our agency that quickly, depending on the size of what the job is, of course. But there's, you know, just to try and free up one of our designers. And I guess this is where I'm maybe slightly different to some of the people that are listening to this, because I already have used one of your designers as a kind of, you know, we had a rush job come in. I couldn't or stroke didn't want to take one of my full-time designers off the jobs that they were working on, because they were just as important for other clients. So you know what? An email off to dear designer, and the proof came in the following day. And that was, the client was delighted, I was delighted, you were delighted, everyone was delighted. You know, we were just having a good party. It was great.
Yeah, that's really good. It's good to hear. And that's exactly how we try to serve everyone that is a dear designer client. So we do say 24 hours, 48 hours replies, but we try to over deliver wherever we can. And most of the time we do that, especially because if you plan ahead, you're able to cater to everyone and all the kinds of requests, whether it's a simple business card or if it's a website or an infographic.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, the other thing is, just to get into perspective here, is that there's no job kind of too big. There's no job too small. If you do need a graphic for a Facebook post, these guys will do it. If you do need a brochure making for a client, these guys will do it. If you need an infographic, as you just mentioned, or a whole website design, these guys will do it. So what's more, you'll go from one to the other, to the other, to the other. You know, we can move all the way through those things. And if you've got different clients with different needs, these guys can do it. The next thing is, we haven't yet mentioned how people get to you. We do have a forward link on. So if you go to peteeverett.com/dear designer, that's dear as in the animal, not dear as in great aunt Maud. peteeverett.com/dear designer, or just go over to deardesigner.com and you can get all of the information there. And just on the onboarding call, make sure that you mention Pete Everett or the Marketing Development Podcast, and Tiago will look after you. He's a really great guy. What I really think here, mate, is the key to this. And we've just talked about what the amazing value is. And I actually think, well, you could actually charge more money for this, to be perfectly frank, that you're giving people like me, people like the marketing consultants that listen to this podcast, the ability to expand the service that they give to their clients, to help us delight our own clients, to think about things in different ways, to over service and over deliver for our clients, so that our monthly bills that we're sending to, you know, companies that we're doing marketing for or consulting for, whatever it happens to be, we're building our own profile through the service that you're offering. Because we can literally, as you say, come out of a meeting, send an email, don't worry, we'll get it done for you, send an email and off you go. And if people are worried about taking that leap, you know what? Try a couple of things on your own, for your own brand first. Take that risk out of it. You do have a 14-day money-back guarantee, don't you? So if
yes,
people do want to try your service and don't like it, they have 14 days to figure it out. And look, you do a 24-hour turnaround. So you could have, let's be realistic here, you could have 10 bites at a cherry here within your 14 days. And and you know, still just to get a feel of how it works. But I signed up, a number of the guests that we've had on the podcast have signed up, because we were all at Lee's event. We all thought it was such a great idea. And none of us have been disappointed in any way with the turnaround. We've all been blown away with the quality of the work that's been produced.
Yeah, that's exactly it, Pete. If you can explain in an email what you have in mind, whether you're writing it or you're doing a screencast, some people, some of our clients, they send a video explaining what they need, a link for a video, whether it's a cloud app or Zoom, Loom, or anything like that. They will send a link for us. Your designer will check it out. They'll create it and send it back to you. But exactly as you said, you can use it for whatever kind of service you want. And we did have lots of people that they were not offering design services to their clients. So they would be marketing clients or SEO clients, or even social media clients, that they would do copy only, and now they are able to offer an added value or even charge for the service, the design service that they offer to their clients now. and we would do, we will take care of all these parts for you. All you need is to send in what you have in mind. We'll get back to you. And then you will be able to present to your clients that simple, that quick. And exactly as you mentioned, 14 days, you sign up, you test the service. If you don't love it, honestly, no drama at all. We push a button, you get the money back. You keep the designs. We're not fussed about it. You keep the designs. You keep the AI files, the Photoshop files. I'm not going to go like, oh, we did all those designs for you, and now you're going to take the money back. No, we honestly, so far, I'm proud and happy to say that nobody ever requested the money back. They tried the service. They love the service. The people that actually cancel the service, our churn is pretty much zero, but the only people that actually cancel the service is the people that they don't have ongoing needs for designs.
Yep.
But if they only need a logo or a website, sometimes they do get the value out of the service. So you need to build your website, or design your website. We can create it in a month. Obviously, you can get it way faster than that. You don't need a month to design your whole website if you have it all in your mind already. So you still get the value out of it because it's just $350 a month, right? And then you can cancel it later. But most of the time, people that have ongoing needs, as you and as many people that you know, they have no reason to cancel because now they do have their designer. They have someone reliable that in 3 months' time, if you need to copy something that you did 3 months ago, you can just say back, remember that campaign we did for Easter? Can we repeat that but changing the graphics a little bit more?
Yep.
Then you build a relationship with that person. It's not like you're talking every time you need something, you have to explain your fonts, your colors, or everything. You have someone that is part of your team working with you.
So, I mean, the biggest question in all of this is, there's that old adage, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. But, you know, why do you think not everybody that we've been talking to about it necessarily dives straight in for this? What do you think the barriers are that people potentially see? And you know, what's your response to those?
Well, that's pretty much the barrier that we see all the time. Once people are in, once people sign up and try the service, as I told you, our churn is pretty much zero because nobody ever leaves unless they don't have the need for the service. But to make people try is quite hard because this is a new model of service. It's like Uber, right? In the beginning, it was quite hard for people to try the service. They don't know what to expect. They don't know it's too good to be true. How am I going to get a cab and pay like one third of the price? It's impossible. There's a catch there. So with Dear Designer, it's pretty much the same. People think, how many hours my designer is going to work with me? Is the quality there and everything like that? So we try to break all those barriers, but the idea that people have is that it's too good to be true. And although we offer these 14 days, sometimes people just don't trust it before they try it. And that's what we're trying to break. And most of the times we do try to break with testimonials, people that have used the service, the examples that we have on the website to show the quality of the service that we provide. We only hire senior designers. We don't hire junior designers. So we try to break this barrier pretty much with real people showing what we've done for them.
So guys, I really hope that you can see the value in Dear Designer and the service that they offer. I wouldn't recommend things, you know, from the group, I don't recommend things that I haven't tried myself. And I've really tried these guys out. In fact, you know that a few weeks ago we had some new branding for the podcast and for the academy, if you're in there. And guess where I got it from? Because it was Tiago's team, it was Jack and Joey that sorted it all out for me. We went through a number of iterations, and you know, if you're going to be picky about anything, you're going to be picky about your own stuff. And they did an absolutely fabulous job. So I fully recommend the service for you. We talk a lot on this podcast about building your business, about delighting clients, about different streams of revenue, about different services and productizing and all of that kind of stuff. And actually, you've all got an opportunity here to add design to that mix by using a service like Dear Designer. So I fully, fully recommend it. If you've got any questions, Tiago is in our marketing development group on Facebook. So feel free to get in touch with him there and make sure, reach out to me and I'll make an intro, do whatever you need to do. But there's a real opportunity here for you to grow your business and to help with that monthly recurring revenue that is so vital to all of us that are self-employed and doing what we do. Tiago, if they don't want to find you in the group, what's the best way that they can reach out to you?
Oh, we have the chat on our website that goes, one of my guys will talk to you. And if you say, I want to talk to the founder, I want to talk to Tiago, they're going to put you straight in touch with me anyway. They're going to book you a call with me. And then we're going to have a chat. That's simple. We can have like a booked slot for you guys whenever you want to chat. I always open my calendar to anyone that needs to talk a little bit about your designer to understand if we're a fit, because we do prefer to talk about Dear Designer and to find out whether we are a fit or not to work with you better, even before you sign up, just to make sure that you're getting the full value out of the service, right? Because the math is pretty simple. If you already have ongoing design needs and you're paying for it, whether it's a freelancer, an agency, and you're paying too much or sometimes not reliable or fast as you wish, there's no problem, no reason why not to try. And if you want to add another revenue stream, as Pete was saying, let's say you need someone asks for a business card or for a Facebook banner or something that you can charge a little bit, and pretty much Dear Designer get you pay already the service just with one or two clients. So that's how you reach me. You just go to the website or ask the guys, or even on the groups. I think if you ask for me in the group, I'm pretty responsive on Facebook as well.
Fantastic. Yeah, thank you so much. And just while you were saying that, I've got your homepage open in front of me, and I noticed that one of the testimonials is from a church pastor. So, yes. You know, it's whilst this may seem like we've had quite a designery conversation, we've been talking about different file types and that kind of thing. At the end of the day, these guys specialize in just getting design done. And I think that's really something that we can all sort of take away and certainly add to our own stuff as well as to the service we value to clients. So, Tiago, thank you so much for joining us on the show. I'm so pleased we managed to hook this up. If you hadn't noticed, I actually quite like Dear Designer. I think you do a great job. So, thanks again for being on the show.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. I am so humbled that you invited me to the show. It's literally a pleasure to be with you, man.
No worries. Cheers. See you soon.
See you, man.
Thanks, Tiago. I hope everybody found that useful. If you've got any questions, please do reach out to Tiago. He's a super nice bloke and he will answer any queries that you've got. To find out more, visit peteeverett.com/Dear Designer and it will forward you straight on. Next week, I'm speaking to the wonderful Jason Resnick, who is one of those humans on the planet that the world just seems to want to connect you with. We've had numerous referrals from one to another, and it was great to hook up with Jason a few weeks ago. So you're in for a great episode next week too. I'll see you then.